Hello, I am Karen Campbell. Welcome to the Considering Lament podcast. Weekly, you will be able to hear from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland one podcast highlighting the Considering Lament resource, as well as introducing the newly written Psalms of Lament. Psalms of Lament allow us to express our pain, frustration, and hurts to God. In each podcast, we will feature a psalm reflection and will end with the Psalm of Lament. Friedrich Buechner writes that in suffering we can either be broken or broken open. Our hope is that these psalms will facilitate this breaking open to discover the repairs that come from the brokenness in our world. Welcome to Considering Lament.
Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Be my fortress against those who are attacking me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from those who are after my blood. See how they lie in wait for me. Fierce men conspire against me for no offence or sin of mine, Lord. I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me, look on my plight. You, Lord God Almighty, you who are the God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Show no mercy to wicked traitors. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths. The words from their lips are sharp as swords. And they think, who can hear us? But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all those nations. You are my strength. I watch for you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me. But do not kill them, Lord, our shield, or my people will forget. In your might, uproot them and bring them down. For the sins of their mouths, for the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. For the curses and lies they utter, consume them in your wrath, consume them till they are no more. Then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. They wander about for food and howl if not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. So when we reflected on this psalm, there were three things that came to mind for me. Two pictures in the psalm and one verse towards the end. One of those pictures was the idea of the dogs prowling around the city. And I don't know if you've ever been in a country where there's been wild dogs at night, and sometimes you can only see them by the glint in their eye. They create menace and they create fear. It reminded me of how still within our society there are communities that are still under the oppression of fear. And also that phrase that we use, I don't know if it's particular for this part of the world, the dogs in the street know. An incident might have two or three lines on a news bulletin, but the dogs in the street know exactly what has happened, know exactly what the backstory is, know exactly who is responsible. And those pictures in scripture stand the test of time, those things that resonate with us, that picture of dogs prowling about the city. Second picture from this psalm is that idea of God being our fortress. Again, a theme that we see throughout scripture, that comfort and assurance that no matter what else we are going through, no matter what else is happening around us, no matter what else is crumbling around us, that God is our fortress, the one in whom we can rely, the one in whom we can seek shelter, the one in whom we can seek refuge, the one who will constantly be there for us. And finally then, this idea at the end, you are my strength, I sing praise to you. And that idea of praise being an act of defiance. This isn't praise that negates the difficult situation that the psalmist finds himself in. This isn't praise that ignores the difficult situation that the psalmist finds himself in, but this is praise that is an act of defiance. Praise that reorientates our eyes and our minds to the God who is our fortress, that lifts us out of our present circumstances and gives us a different perspective. And so these songs that have been developed as part of this project remind us that praise is one of the weapons that we have against the enemy, one of the weapons that we have against our circumstances. And I can't remember who told me this first, but when we gather together in church, sometimes maybe we feel that we can't sing, but I sing when you can't sing and sing for you. And when I'm unable to sing and praise, that you sing and praise for me. And that importance of being gathered together, worshipping together, praising with one another, praising the God who is our fortress, the one in whom we can rely.
Wicked serpents.